And welcome to Football Twaddle. We are back to basics. In fact, we are before the conception time of Football Twaddle. It's now only me and Baru left. All our friends have ditched us. Premier League has ditched us. Everyone's gone. But sirf Baru hai aur main hu. Baru, what's up, man?
I'm good, bro. I mean, wait, nothing is up. And I'm good.
Are you excited for Bundesliga this weekend?
See, I'm just looking at the parallels, man. I mean, if you look at the parallels between Football Twaddle and Bundesliga, our fans don't listen to us anymore. Bundesliga's fans can't watch them anymore.
So what are the parallels? They can still watch them on TV.
So parallel. Even people can watch us on their screens now. Off the field with Saru and Baru.
And if they log on to the live video this week, they will see me do some magic as well. All right, so let's start. Before Bundesliga, let's start with the Premier League, because that's what we know. And I think this is the first time we're recording episode in like 5 to 6 weeks where we're not trying to concoct some best 11 or worst 11 or overrated 11. So let's. What have you learned over the last 6 weeks about Premier League's restarting plan?
What I've learned is that the London clubs are so not interested in having neutral venues, because why? Chelsea, Arsenal and...
Spurs,
yeah. That club. They just don't want things to move out and the sanctity of the league to go.
I thought they joined the relegation clubs, no? If I'm not wrong, in asking for no neutral venue and they just want to play in their respective grounds.
Yes, and that is something that the Premier League is actually moving towards now, since these guys are all asking for it. They're dying for it.
They're literally dying for it. Okay, so why do you think they said no to neutral grounds? Like, what's the reason?
So, the clubs, like at least the bottom half of the clubs, they have an advantage when it comes to, you know, the home ground. You get to control conditions when it comes to pitches. There's always that home ground advantage, which gets negated out at the top because there's more focus on your squad quality and everything. So, especially for the guys who fight, you know, battling relegation, every small aspect of the game counts. And they didn't want to let that go from there. Although when they did, you know, file that complaint, even the commissioner of the Premier League or whatever that position is, even he was like, you know, people are dying around you and all you guys can focus on is what? You don't have home advantage anymore. What's wrong with you guys?
He's the same guy who's accepted now. Okay, oh yeah, we get your point.
No, it's not just that. Like, he's saying we get your point as long as you adhere to these guidelines that we're going to set up. If you guys can make sure that these things are in place, then, you know, sure, go ahead.
At least to save a lot of money, they will spend some money. We'll get to that. So Athletic had a quiz or a survey. So one of the questions was, is it more important to complete this season or start next season? So, Baru, what's your answer to that?
I think it's more important to start the next season. Because this season is more or less done, man. I mean,
you will be surprised to know that 63% of people actually want to complete this season, as opposed to, you know, starting next season. So they just want to finish this season and then get on with the next season. So you're in the minority, Baru. You're with the Manchester United fans.
I think it's more about the fact that people realize that this is when the second last and the last, you know, week of the Premier League would have been taking place. So that just, you know, brings back all those memories. Remember back in the day when football used to happen like every week?
Sure.
It just seems like one long international break, man.
Yeah. What do you actually think about the players? They've never had such a long break, like ever. You think there'll be a lot of out-of-form players?
Yeah, and poor visionaries like Mourinho and his Spurs side, when they try to train, people are like, you know, hitting them on their knuckles and chalo wapas andar jao. What do you expect them to do?
Poor guys.
I mean, sure, these are professional players, but everyone's obviously going to lose some motor skills at least. I mean,
I know. I mean, after watching The Last Dance, I know that Michael Jordan also lost some skills or some speed when he returned from baseball to basketball. And that's why Chicago Bulls supposedly lost to Orlando. because Michael Jordan was tired. So if Michael Jordan can get tired, I think Harry Kane can definitely be tired. No, I'm waiting for a response, Baru.
I don't know, man. I have nothing to say.
Have you watched the last few episodes of The Last Dance?
Nope.
Why?
I just started the seventh one today.
Are you anti Michael Jordan?
Not yet.
Okay. So another question they asked was, if this season is null and void, which now the chances seems to be very less, do you prefer a 23-team Premier League next season, or how do you resolve so that the teams in relegation don't get relegated?
No, I think Norwich for sure is going to get should get relegated.
In spite, they should stop the season and then relegate Norwich also.
Yeah, just relegate them, man. I mean, I don't see the point of them being so annoying with that old Timo Pukki. Made sure that everyone got him into the scene and everyone's looking at points. Oh my God, at home these guys are like this. Away they're like this. In home games, everyone gets Timo Pukki in and that guy does jack shit.
There are similarities between Timo Pukki on FPL and Kumar Kana on Football World. Both disappeared mid-season. Oh, man. But, dude, this is just so crazy. You think China, they should ask China for like some sort of reimbursement?
See, China is going to say that who stopped you from showing it on TV, man? That's where your deals come from. Your money comes from.
That is where there's been this desperation, right? Who started? What news of Arsenal in this lockdown, other than their players straying onto the football field or parks?
No news, man. People are just still discussing what's going to happen to Mesut Ozil this season.
Still?
Yeah, as in the coming season, because that's going to be, I think, his last season before his contract expires or something. Yeah.
Okay. In other news,
go through some Daily Mail headlines, man. They're so interesting every time.
Okay, what are they? Why don't you read some headlines and let me comment on them? Let me see what they are.
Leeds and West Brom could be denied in caps. Promotion to the Premier League if championship season is curtailed. Subheading. Top flight clubs think it would be unfair.
What?
Dude, I love this format, man. It's got like a headline and like a subheading. Okay. As an afterthought. Second.
Wait, let's actually go through that point. I mean, since we have so less material to talk about, we may as well just break down these headlines. So let's say this Premier League continues, but this crap championship. What the hell happens then?
How close is the championship? Do we have that?
Look, championship is always very close. I will get on Google the championship table. And you know, the last place in championship is basically, you know, a playoff, right, at Wembley. Okay, Leeds is at 71 points. West Brom is at 70. And after that, Fulham is at 64. And then Brentford is at 60. So let's say if championship ends, don't you think it is just natural that they should like put Leeds, West Brom and Fulham?
See, if championship ends, I think they shouldn't like, you know, just end it. I mean, the playoff thing should still take place.
How? If they end it, how will playoff take place?
You take the table as it is and head into the playoffs, man. I mean,
then they'll go to court. The team in seventh position is 55 points and team in sixth is Preston North End, which is 56 points. So why
have a playoff for that first?
What about the team in eighth, which is on 54 points, Millwall and Cardiff?
They should also have a playoff.
It should be a series of playoffs.
Let's call it the championship.
Wow. Okay. All right. So it's but natural that Liverpool will finish this Premier League season on top. How happy are you that they won't even get a bus ride?
I really don't care, man. I mean, I'm actually glad that Liverpool are finally winning. So,
you're glad Liverpool are finally winning in a season where no one really gives a f- about this anymore.
I don't know. It doesn't affect me that much, man. Are you that affected by it, like Liverpool winning?
What would affect you more? Chelsea winning fourth place title or Liverpool winning the Premier League?
Chelsea, God. Not Why? Again.
All right. Have you been reading Kyle Walker's tweets?
Yeah, he's just upset about him hugging people now or something. What is it?
So he said, now you guys are just hounding me. I've just gone to like visit my sister. And people are like, dude, we have no sympathy for you. You're the guy who got hookers. How is that maintaining social distancing? Abhi to phir ghar se nikalta hai. You drive all the way to meet your sister. And then like, so you're not even following any rules. And you're pissed off that he's getting a raw deal. I think he's the guy. What you think if Pep would have spoken to Kyle? What do you think Pep would have told him after the hooker incident?
See, there's obviously no social distancing being observed when it's an orgy. So,
but you don't know if it's an orgy. He probably just called them for a social distancing dinner. He just wanted company.
Did he invite company?
No, even Belgium. No, that is highly impossible then. Oh, by the way, since we are talking about all sorts of rubbish regarding football, this is so off topic, not football. Do you know a German national has been living in the Delhi airport for the last 45 days or 50 days?
Yes. Do you know he's left now?
Where has he gone?
Amsterdam.
Oh, because Germany government said we won't take him. Turkish government said that even though he has a legal visa, we are taking only Turkish citizens right now.
I didn't even understand why Germany didn't take him.
I don't know, but that reason seemed very quite flimsy, that he had some sort of assault background.
An assault background. He was, you know, a criminal record and everything. But the line that caught my eye is that they said he's a wanted criminal in Germany. So, okay, take him. He's yours. They're like, no.
Yeah, so these people sent doctors and they started sending airport staff every day to talk to this guy. Ki bas bhaiya baat kar lo isse. And he used to go for walks on the in the terminal. And people on CCTV used to check ki ye kuch suicide karne ja raha hai. Ki is he like just all right?
Yeah, they used to give him like mosquito nets and toothpaste and whatnot. Yeah,
and I have a feeling he ate at Wango every day. You think masala dosa is his favorite now?
I think they should make a movie on him.
It's called The Terminal.
sounds
featuring right. Mr. Tommy Hanks.
Could probably get an Oscar or something.
Dude, Tom Hanks gets another Oscar. This guy gets Taylor. He can't even go back to his country.
But I really want to know that, man. I mean, probably they've reported it wrong, but how can they say that he's wanted in our country? That's why we can't take him.
I think.
Do they want the challenge? Is it the chase?
I think in their Corona SOPs, I think wanted criminals are not allowed in the country during a pandemic.
Yeah, only political dissidents.
Yeah. So getting back to Premier League, today is 13th of May when we are recording it, and they want to start on June 1st. How ambitious do you think that is?
Starting from June.
June 1st.
Yeah, I think it's achievable, man. I mean, ultimately, it's a very restricted group of people who are going to be a part of it. And who just got tested? Was it Brighton players?
Brighton.
Yeah.
So, Wolves have set up a testing facility at the entrance of their training ground, where before you enter the training ground, they do your nasal swab test. So, people have to go through that painful process for 30 seconds every day. Enter the premises, practice, and then get out. And if they get it done every day now, it's going to cost them like $3 or $4 million, it seems, the entire Premier League.
This is City.
Wolves. Okay, let's move our attention to Bundesliga. Let's not pretend we know a lot about Bundesliga, but let's start off with the basic questions. How happy are you that finally, after 2 months, you're going to see some football?
Yeah, I mean, I think...
You don't have to mean. You can just say what you mean.
See, if the Slovakian league hadn't continued...
Belarusian.
Belarusian league hadn't continued, I think we would have had... The effect would have been much, much stronger. But I'll take it.
Of course you'll take it. Why won't you take it? It's Dortmund versus Schalke on Saturday. Even in empty stadium, that should... But, oh, wait. How will they do goal celebrations? Will they maintain social distancing? Or that's...
No, like, in a closed group, I think it's fine. I mean, if everyone's tested, there's no external...
Yeah, you know, I think Cristiano is meant for social distancing celebration. No teammate of his celebrates with him, and he'll never celebrate if his teammate scores. So, he's like the perfect social distancing player.
I think we have an idea for the next 11, social distancing 11, people that no one celebrates with.
Okay. So, like, dude.
Cristiano, Lukaku.
Lukaku, everyone celebrates with him. Yeah, come on. He's such a good guy.
dude, I'm talking about that one goal he assisted against Arsenal.
And no one celebrated with him.
No one celebrated with him.
All right. Then who else would it be? Out.
Newcastle are ready to offer Real Madrid $53 million for Gareth Bale as they prepare for a £300 million spending spree.
Really?
Subheading. Set to leave this summer.
Huh? So in this summer they want to spend, right? That makes sense.
BT Sport confirmed that they will show every Bundesliga game for the rest of the season as UK fans prepare for a feast of German football.
Oh, God.
Subheading, 10 hours this weekend.
Dude, this is just so sad. Imagine Germany takes over Britain again. It's like, oh, God, 1939, yeah.
And some again, people, no one saw it coming.
Yeah, imagine some soldiers, they're like, what's going on? One fellow went in coma in like 1941 and he wakes up tomorrow. He's like, what? We're seeing German football now.
Did we lose the war? Did the man on the high castle win?
And then he looks at Boris Johnson and he says, oh God, we did lose this war. All right, read some more Daily Mail headlines.
Adrian Rabiot tells Juventus that he's on strike.
Why?
And he refuses to return to Italy in protest of the club cutting $7 million from his $28 million salary.
Really?
His mother is his agent.
Yeah, that we know. So what? Like, she couldn't buy ration. But they cut only his, or they cut the entire teams? I'm assuming they cut the entire teams, right?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, has the Ozil Arsenal situation been resolved, by the way?
No, nothing out of that. Ligue 1 club Amiens.
Ames. It's called Ames. Avion.
They're full paid advert as they continue the protest at the cancelling of the 1920 season.
They have not just continued the protest, they've gone to court.
Relegated.
Yeah, they've gone to court, and even Lyon has gone to court. So basically, there are four clubs in France who've gone to court, and they are going to try and change public opinion and try and get the court to start hearing them. Oh, but imagine how bad the French officials will be feeling. So France announced that they're going to cancel football till September, and relegation and all of that will be the same it is. And 1 week after that, Germany said we are going to start. The Danish league is starting on May 29th. Poland is starting soon. La Liga is starting also, I think, June 1st week, and Premier League is starting June 1st week. And everyone's like, why the did you guys like say no football till September? And Macron was making calls to Angela Merkel and every head of state in Europe saying that please don't start football. Please don't start football. Why are you starting football? God, man, what a mess this is.
Do you want to take a guess about the room rates of the quarantine hotels that all these Bundesliga sides are staying in?
300 euros per night.
Everyone has a different rate. Take a guess of Bayern
Munich. They ask me for a particular hotel then.
Take a guess of Bayern Munich.
400 euros per night.
88.
Really?
Yeah. Take a guess of Wolfsburg.
14.
460 pounds per night.
Why is it so expensive at Wolfsburg?
I don't know. Oh, do you know who Arsene Wenger picked as his best ever January signing?
Who?
Who do you think would it be?
Mikael Silvestre.
Okay.
I don't know. You give me choices. Give me four names.
Okay. Arshavin, Sylvester, Aubameyang, Kanu.
Kanu.
Yes. Picked for just £4 million from Inter Milan in 1999.
Dude, I mean, we forget how good a player Kanu was.
Yeah, you would like to forget.
Even
he scored a hat-trick against you, man.
That's okay. All right, can we get to this Bundesliga table and see where we are?
Yes.
So Bayern Munich have played 25. They're on 55 points. Second is Dortmund at 25 games and they're at 51. Leipzig is at 25 and 50. Mönchengladbach is at 25 and 49. I don't know. Why can't they just give the title to Bayern and close this bullshit? Why do they want to play?
Man, they just want that extra money. Did you see what they're doing for stands? They're putting fan picture cutouts for like £20 each.
Really?
Yeah, I think we should put one for football to order.
Oh, and off the field. Like, behind one goal will be football to order, behind the other one will be off the field.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be
BT
so
Sports will be like, "Abhi, ye kiska dal jaye tune?"
We'll say sponsored by BT Sports, co-powered by Paytm Insider and IVM Podcast. With direction from Arush and Kumar.
Cristiano Ronaldo unveils new gym concept as he kickstarts partnership with 7-Step Workout. Staying sharp at home.
How bored are you of all these videos at this point? I mean, let's be real here. We are the only guys who had a football podcast and sports podcast in India. God, we were one of the 2-3 about 4 years ago. Now everyone has their own show in this lockdown. So how annoyed are you that they're just like doing jungle mein mangal types?
Yeah, it's our jungle, man.
Yeah, why can't they just let us be? Chetri has his own, and even Rohit Sharma has his own, and he called Shikhar Dhawan an idiot in his podcast. Oh man,
forget these guys, at least they're like still connected to sports. Even Arjun Kapoor has started his thing, right?
Out of the box, out of the blue, what is it?
Yeah, out of the blue.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't want to comment anything on it. I mean, if we get on that, it's a good visibility for us, hopefully. But I'm not too sure. After seeing 4 or 5 minutes of it, I thought, yeah, probably not. So, did you see that?
Yep, I saw the entire thing.
No, you didn't. Stop lying. There's no way on earth you saw the entire thing.
I did.
Dude, you messaged me 3 minutes after I sent you the link saying it is so bad.
I messaged you 9 minutes after it.
How long is it?
30.
So you didn't see the entire thing?
I saw the one they posted on the Chelsea thing, on the Chelsea page.
Achha, that's oh. Only nine. That's
yeah,
only 9
they,
minutes.
They yeah? posted like a highlights thing.
Alright. Okay, Baru, let's just finish this off now. Clearly, we don't have much to talk. But next week, because we've seen all Bundesliga games, we'll be experts in Bundesliga.
Man, we're going to kill it next week, man.
Yeah, because we both would not have watched much. I'll message Yash and ask him to watch like 8 games.
Did you know Sebastian Vettel has quit FIA Ferrari?
Yes, I knew. That was in the morning, no? The news.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's supposedly there are talks with Lewis Hamilton and he may go to Ferrari.
Madness.
Yeah.
I can't wait for season 4.
Of?
Drive to Survive.
So who will watch season 3 then?
Are you Smith Hodino? I guess.
Abhi wo season 3 mein hi to hoga.
Yeah.
Only 2 seasons are done. You're just so clueless right now. Okay.
Jesus, man.
Okay, fine. Let's just get on this. Just give me a random score for each prediction for each game. And given that you have no idea about how this is, let's see how it works out. Dortmund versus Schalke, first game. That's actually quite an awesome game to start with. So
2-1 to Dortmund.
2-1 to Dortmund. What about the yellow wall? You think missing the yellow wall, they won't feel left out?
Arey, they'll put chadar in speakers, man. Pata nahi chalega. Vaise bhi, their stands are usually filled with those huge decal kind of things.
Fine. So 2-1 to Dortmund. Fortuna Düsseldorf versus Paderborn. There's no way.
Since it's Düsseldorf, I'll let you take
it. Oh, I mean, I'm forced to support Düsseldorf. But if I talk to my sister, she doesn't even like that city. She's like, it's such a boring city compared to Berlin. So, yeah, but since she lives there, fine. 1-0 to Düsseldorf. Let's go. Leipzig versus Freiburg.
3-0 to Leipzig.
Wow. That is an aggressive thing. 3-0 to Leipzig.
Does it even matter?
It does. Because I want to know now. I'm so interested. So Leipzig are third in the group. And Freiburg are 8th. Okay. So 3-0 to Leipzig is alright. Hoffenheim versus Hertha Berlin.
Hoffenheim.
Why?
I didn't hear that. You said Hoffenheim, right?
Yeah, Hoffenheim versus Hertha Berlin.
I'll give it to Hoffenheim.
Why? You don't like Berlin?
1-0. Just because Serge Gnabry was there.
Oh, love. Augsburg versus Wolfsburg.
I'll give it to Wolfsburg because they're spending so much on the quarantine hotel.
Yeah, so the players will be well rested.
Yeah.
Eintracht Frankfurt versus Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Gladbach will win like 1-0 or something.
Why? What are the hotel rates there?
Dates or rupiah.
Okay, FC Köln versus Mainz. Come on, we have to give it to Köln. Come on.
No way, dude.
Dude, Poldi. Poldi was there.
Even when he was there, I wouldn't give it to them. They're so bad, man.
Why you like him a lot, dude?
Yeah, but the team is
bad. If it helps you make any sort of decisions, FC Köln is 10th, and who are they playing? We say Mainz. Mainz is 15th. So.
Nah, I'll give it to Mainz.
Wow, so that's the upset of the weekend you're looking
upset
forward
of
to.
The week, boy.
All right. Union Berlin versus Bayern Munich.
I'll give it to Berlin.
Yes, you're like a communist. I knew it.
Just because they formed a union.
you always prefer communists over capitalists. And the last game of the weekend, which is on Monday night, Werder Bremen versus Bayer Leverkusen.
This is going to be like a boring draw because everyone's forgotten how to run and no one's got any energy or something.
Other 16 teams knew how to run, but these two teams specifically forgot how to run.
Yep. Because Bayer, everyone is just working on finding a vaccine.
I see. Baru, what happens if all your predictions come right?
I think we should just put some money on it.
Actually, I will go to Betfair and I will make note of all your predictions and let us see actually how much money we make in terms of percentages after the weekend.
Cool. That sounds like a thing.
Why are you so bored, man? Football's coming back. Be excited, Baru.
Dude, I'm just looking at a video that says that Yuming Song was first in his class or something.
No, he was in the top 5.
He received the Pilsung Prize for being one of the top performers.
Yeah, he was in the top 5.
Yeah, he top 5 le gaye log.
Wo kab aayega wapas?
Park
abhi he's old. But what happens to Yuming Song? How will he fly back?
It was an unforgettable experience for him.
Dude, if Yuming Song, okay, Baru, let's make this deal. If Yuming Song flies through Delhi, and then flights are obviously cancelled from Delhi to London. Are we going to take a cargo flight to Delhi to interview him or what? He will be more than happy to talk to us.
Yeah, of course. He was in my Asian midfielders team, but you never asked me about it. I prepared it.
You didn't prepare it. I knew exactly how the preparation for that went. All right, Baru.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for recording this random episode. I don't know why I'm thanking you, because you're part of this.
All right.
Next week, why don't we find some cool guests so that we can actually talk about what they watched in Bundesliga, and since even we would have seen some football. But I think
Before the next week episode, we'll be having a special episode that we'll be releasing.
Correct.
From off the field with some new Jamshedpur FC players.
One is new Jamshedpur FC player. One is an old Jamshedpur FC player.
No, I mean new as in new from last week.
Oh, yes. So, again, to remind all you guys, we will put it on the feed as well. But we have a new show every Friday off the field, 8 p.m. on the Paytm Insider app. So, please register yourself, log on to it. It's actually so much fun. And don't take what we just recorded and put out as a benchmark for what that conversation is going to be. It is so much more lively and fun.
Yes.
And Baru speaks way more than that. All right, Tanush.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.